Fanny.
Yeah. Shout out to Fanny. Let me give you a little bit of a ding. Make sure y'all tap into the Patreon. Link is in the description as well as pinned to the top of the chat. Who called it? From the very beginning, I said that these people are lying. I don't care what y'all think and how powerful of a position or how sassy they get on the stand. These people are lying. I know, look, I don't care what position you have. I don't care if you're Fulton County DA. I know a modern woman when I see one. I know a woman that's for the streets when I see one. You ain't fooling me. You can't fool me, Fawny, at all.
Some breaking news right now at noon. A private investigator hired by former President Donald Trump's Georgia attorneys alleged more than 2,000 phone calls and just under 12,000 text messages took place between Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis and her special prosecutor Nathan Wade before he was hired. This morning, Trump attorneys Steve Sadow and Jennifer Little filed an affidavit in Fulton County Superior Court from Charles Mittelstadt. That's a 59-year-old criminal defense investigator who's now been hired to provide a voice call and text history for Nathan Wade. Wade and Willis engaged in a now acknowledged, I should say, a romantic relationship, but the couple claim that their relationship began after Willis hired Wade to assist in her investigation and subsequent indictment of Trump and his allies. This story is developing by the minute, and you can read more on this new filing on our free Atlanta News app and, of course, on the free website, AtlantaNewsFirst.com.
You can't fool me, bro. You can't fool me. Look, I know a chick for the streets when I see one. I told y'all, and I seen so many people hit me up on Instagram. So many people DM me. Anton, you don't know. They had a relationship later. It really didn't matter. Nothing was going on. It was above board. Okay, so let me ask you a question. Just curious. 2,000 plus text messages. Now, when Nathan Wade got up on the stand, he gave us a completely different picture. He said, listen, man, she was just hitting me up occasionally to be like, hey, how would you handle this case or what's going on out here? No, that ain't what happened. Before he was ever hired for the case, Nathan Wade was over there begging. He said, please, Freaky Jason, please, 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 Freaky Jason. I don't even trust the judge. You know why? Because a judge is a human being, and a judge gave to their campaign fund. The judge, the very judge. I said, what is this judge doing? Why is this judge so heavily in favor of trying to prevent these questions from coming across to Fannie and Nathan Wade? Why is the judge allowing for this? I've never seen that happen. Not in any lab. They wasn't even doing that in an OJ case. I said, oh, so the judge actually gave money to their causes. Okay. So they all in bed together. Shout out to ATL. Shout out to Georgia. Cool. I'm sorry. 12,000. You right, Kenya. Sometimes I get my words mixed up. 12,000. 12,000 text messages. Do you know what kind of texting you doing? I don't even like texting. Rita will tell you, I don't even like texting. 2,000 phone calls and 12,000 text messages in 11 months. I don't even like text messaging. People be hitting me up with the wave. How come girls always do this one? They hit you with the wave. 12,000 text messages. But what, nothing going on? Nothing inappropriate. No issues, no problems, just 12,000 text messages, right? Jesus Christ. And y'all still on our side? Y'all still rocking? We all on the same page? I just want to make sure we all on the same page.
An explosive court filing in Atlanta today, now raising new questions about Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis and the relationship that she had with the special prosecutor that she hired to oversee the election interference case against former President Donald Trump. Cell phone data obtained by Trump's legal team shows Nathan Wade, that special prosecutor, visited Willis's neighborhood at least 35 times in the 11 months before Willis hired him in 2021. Twice, Wade arrived late at night and left early the following morning. The data shows about 2,000 calls and 12,000 text messages between Wade and Willis from January to November 20.
So he arrived late at night. Let me guess, y'all was talking about legal stuff, right? He arrived late at night, and then he left early in the morning. I'm curious, what do y'all think that that conversation was about? Or do y'all think that that was any kind of conversation at all? Because see, the cell phone towers don't lie. The cell phone towers don't lie. He arrived late at night and he left early in the morning. Now, I'm assuming that he had to go and take care of some business because he had to go and take care of work, right? He said, I thought, wait a minute. See, here's the context. Because, see, we all have revisionist history and memories, okay? They admitted that they was busting it down after they forced the opening of a sealed divorce proceeding, which is abnormal. And it took the ex-wife of exposing him before they ever even admitted that they was in a relationship in the first place, which violated ethics, moral clauses, especially when it comes to the amount of money that they were being paid. He filed for divorce literally one day after he got the contract with the state. And then they also jumped on it because, you know me, I remember she was on the panel. He was on the panel when they was lying. They said, listen, everything that they did as far as her paying him back was in cash. Oh, if this isn't the most crooked thing that I've ever seen in my entire life. If this is, what's up, Q? We got the Q show tonight. Make sure y'all tab into the Q show. If this is not the most crooked thing that I've ever seen in my entire life, I don't know what is. Lies. Even the Fulton County District Attorney is a scammer. Even the prosecuting attorneys are scammers down there in Georgia. Shout out to Georgia.
2021. Why this matters, the timeline is everything in this case. Joining me now on the phone is former Assistant District Attorney of Fulton County, Daryl Cohen. Daryl, thanks for joining us. We sat and watched as this hearing originally.
We gonna switch cameras too, y'all, all right? We about to switch cameras. I'm gonna switch over to the G camera real quick.
Started. What do you make of these new revelations?
This is damning. At the very best, it's troubling. It seems to completely contradict the testimony of both Fani Willis and of Nathan Wade. And because of that, this could be a complete game changer in terms of how Judge McAfee decides to rule.
The timeline is extremely important. Get viewers up to speed about why this timeline matters.
Well, it matters because the testimony has been that Fani Willis and Nathan Wade became friends. They met at a conference, and he was hired before any of this took place, and that they did not have any type of relationship other than completely a business relationship.
Cap.
Now, if these texts and if these pings on the telephone are accurate,
they are.
That changes the entire ball.
Now, I done seen every ping on a telephone pole be accurate when it come to trying to find out whether or not somebody got killed, all of that stuff, right? But for some reason, it might not be accurate on this one. Okay.
Game and means that there could be some untruth that's been told under oath.
An untruth.
In other words, it could be
like unalive or unhoused untruth.
And I hope it isn't, because this is very sad.
I mean, at the heart of the matter, really, then, in this case right now, this has nothing to do with the actual case against Donald Trump and the other co-defendants in the election interference case.
This has everything to do with it.
To do with if Fani Willis, the district attorney, benefited financially from hiring who we know now.
And they need to be under the jail.
So that's why the timeline of this is so important. If it happened before, then there's a problem. If it happened after, it might be a problem as far as optics are concerned, but not necessarily something that would get the office kicked off this case. Now, let's just say the Fani Willis's entire office gets removed from this case. What happens next?
Then it goes to the prosecutor's counsel, and they locate a district attorney's office who is capable and willing of prosecuting the case. That could be near impossible. Clayton County District Attorney has already said she cannot handle it. That leaves DeKalb County, Cobb County, and that's about it, because it has to be a large office that has the ability and the people to prosecute it, and the budget, because the budget's going to just explode with this type of case.
So you're saying it could get thrown out altogether?
I'm not saying that, but it could. This is predictably unpredictable.
Right.
None of this had been predicted, but it's taking on a case. It's a case that's taking on its own course, and we have no idea why it did what it did, but it's...
I know why it did. Y'all want me to tell you why this case is taking its own course and the turn that it's taking right now? Because God is good. All the time. Let me bring y'all up to speed this morning as to what is happening today. They are having closed door meetings as to what's going to happen.
Happening today, the effort to remove Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis and Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade from the Georgia 2020 election interference case will pick back up today. Ariana Manish joining us live this morning with the latest on this case here. Good morning, Ariana.
Good morning, Aisha. Judge Scott McAfee, he will meet behind closed doors with Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade's former attorney, Terrence Bradley. Now, this will happen behind closed doors, so we won't see the firing and compelling testimony that we saw at the initial hearing. And this is all as defense attorneys are questioning when Nathan Wade and Fani Willis started dating.
Why are they meeting behind closed doors? I want everything public. I don't want no more closed door meetings. It's bad enough that we had to leverage technology to even find out that he was leaving late into the night and texting. You know how much texting you got to be? You can't even be that busy. You know how busy that they said that they was and that he wasn't going to be able to do this and do that. You know what you got to be doing to text 12,000 text messages to one person? To one person in 11 months? days in a year, right? Let's just do the math real quick. I'm going to do the math while this is talking. Don't worry.
Prosecutor Nathan Wade's former attorney, Terrence Bradley, will meet privately with Judge McAfee as defendants in the election interference case continue their quest to get DA Fani Willis and Wade disqualified for having an alleged relationship before Wade's appointment to the case. Attorneys for the defense believe Bradley can prove Willis and Wade's romantic relationship began earlier than what Wade and Willis testified. Bradley took the stand during the initial hearing but invoked attorney-client privilege and said he cannot speak to Wade's relationship without putting his law license at risk.
Advised by the bar that Rule 1.6 of confidentiality applies and that I cannot reveal anything that I saw or learned.
Waited.
That is the equivalent of 35 text messages a day. 35 text messages a day times 30 is over 1,000 text messages a month. 1,000, because y'all got to remember, this was only in an 11-month span. This was not an entire 365-day a year. So you got to do it by 335 days. So 335 days, assuming that it wasn't one of the longer months, 335 days, you divide 12,000, because it was more than 12,000. So 12,000 divided by 335 will get you roughly 35 to 38 text messages a day, 1,050 text messages per month. Anybody that's ever tried to text me know that Anton don't even respond to the next day. That's a fact, though.
Attempted to block additional questioning, arguing private questioning by Judge McAfee may unlawfully compel Bradley to break attorney-client privilege. The timeline of Wade and Willis's relationship has been the main point of focus.
And y'all got to remember, that's also only one person. And he was leaving in the night. Leaving in the early morning and coming in the night like a thief. He came like a thief in the night.
Attorneys. While Wade and Willis insist they started dating in 2022, lawyers representing former President Donald Trump claim new cell phone evidence can prove otherwise.
Listen, I don't want no more closed door meetings. I'm tired of everything happening behind closed doors. I don't want anybody sitting there telling me and gaslighting me anymore, acting like these people are above board and they not. They dirty, they nasty, they filthy. They out here busting it down for a real one, and they spending taxpayer dollars. Bro, you can't, I don't even care. I'm going to be honest with you. None of this matters, okay? I don't care who you busting down or what you cheating on or what you got going on in your own bedroom. That does not matter to me. That matters zero, zilch nada, until it starts to impact whether or not he got money from it on taxpayer dime. And then as a result, they have an agenda in order to try to prosecute falsely the former president of the United States to prevent us from being able to determine whether or not we want to vote him in office. And that's why it matters. I can care less how much D you sucked, how many people you was busting down. I don't care if they ran a train on you. I don't know if y'all was doing two-a-days, one-a-days. It does not matter. The only thing that matters is it happening on taxpayer dime? Are you ethical because you hold a public office? Are you using people's money that's not yours in order to pay for your frolicking and your vacation? Are you lying on the stand, and are you falsely prosecuting somebody that shouldn't be in court in the first place? That's why it matters.